free snack ban in Macau casinos not impacting tourism. Recent measures implemented in Macau casinos to ban free snacks have not adversely affected tourism numbers. It's a clear indication that the new policy won't have a major impact on casino traffic. The controversial ban, which came into effect last month, aimed to help local restaurants by reducing the availability of complimentary food and drinks traditionally offered to players. Analysis of tourism data suggested that a significant number of people were visiting Macau, mostly from mainland China, for the sole purpose of taking advantage of the free food. Despite initial concerns from industry insiders, the tourism data indicates stable visitor numbers and spending patterns. This suggests that the policy change, at least for now, has not deterred tourists from visiting the world-renowned gambling destination. Macau continues to welcome a steady stream of tourism from mainland China. Additionally, there has not been a significant decline in hotel occupancy rates, indicating sustained interest in the city as a tourist destination. This data suggests that while the free snack ban has reshaped some aspects of the casino experience, it has not dampened overall tourist enthusiasm or spending habits. According to industry analysts, the free snack ban was a strategic move by Macau authorities to align with global trends in responsible gambling practices. By reducing the availability of complimentary snacks, the aim was to discourage prolonged gambling sessions and promote healthier gambling behaviors among visitors. Despite initial skepticism within the casino industry, the data suggests that tourists have adjusted to the new policy without significantly altering their travel plans or spending patterns. Snack ban starts to pay off. Local businesses, particularly those outside the casino sector, have reported mixed impacts from the free snack ban. Some restaurants and food vendors have already experienced an increase in foot traffic, although others are still waiting to receive the benefits the change was expected to bring. Still, the shift indicates a potential diversification in tourist spending habits, with visitors exploring more of Macau's culinary offerings beyond the casino floors. Industry insiders are optimistic about the long-term effects of the policy change. They believe that while the initial adjustment period may have posed challenges for some businesses, the overall impact on Macau's tourism industry has been and will be minimal. Tourists continue to flock to the city for its unique blend of entertainment, culture, and gaming, suggesting that Macau remains resilient in adapting to regulatory changes aimed at promoting responsible gambling practices. While the free snack ban in Macau casinos has sparked debate and adjustment within the industry, its impact on tourism has been negligible. This is a good sign for casinos, as well, as it could indicate that they can reduce their expenses without sacrificing their bottom line.